decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. Today's episode is pre-recorded because I've got an early morning this morning. So if everything works well, this episode will drop at 7:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Yeah, we're Standard Time. We're not in daylight time. It's the middle of winter. So Mountain Standard Time on Wednesday, February 2nd, which means it's Groundhog Day. So I hope that you take part in today's Groundhog Day festivities. Celebrate these giant arboreal, giant ground rodents, members of the squirrel family, the largest of the ground squirrels. So celebrate them today. It is Groundhog's Day. And Squirrel Chatter is happy to celebrate our rotund, ground-bound brethren. So happy Groundhog's Day. If when you woke up this morning, your local radio was playing Sonny and Cher's I've Got You, Babe, you might want to be concerned. But other than that, enjoy the day. Squirrel Chatter is part of the Christian Podcast community. I encourage you to go over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com. Check out all the great curated podcasts that are over there. You're sure to find something that's worth listening to. There's a lot of good podcasts over there. I saw a few episodes that dropped today, and for the life of me, I can't recall what they were because I didn't put them in my notes. Here on Squirrel Chatter, we are dedicating ourselves to the public reading of the scriptures of the entire Bible in the Legacy Standard Bible this year. And so we are reading through the whole Bible. And I just want to make a quick remark before we get into our reading. It is hard sometimes to just read the scriptures. I have to say, it's hard all the time to just read the scriptures. I am a preacher. I want to stop and explain things. I want to stop and dig into things. And but we don't have the time to do that on the podcast. And so we're dedicating this to the reading of the scripture. So we read the scriptures together, and then I leave it to you to meditate on what we've read and think about it and study it. Get a good study Bible. A good study Bible is going to help you understand the Word. The ESV study Bible is excellent. The MacArthur study Bible is the one that I usually go to first. The Reformation study Bible that was put out by R.C. Sproul and Ligonier. The Christian Standard Bible study Bible. These are all excellent study Bibles that are going to have notes at the bottom to help explain the text. And a study Bible is a good place to start in your study of the Word. And then as you get deeper, listen to sermons on passages, look at commentaries that relate to that passage. There are all sorts of resources out there that can help you dig into the Bible and come to truly understand what it says. But we don't get into much of that except on Theology Thursdays when we're digging through some systematic theology and we look in depth at some verses of Scripture there. But as I was kind of pre-reading, as I prepare my notes, I'm skimming through what I'm going to be reading, and it's like, oh, yeah, this is such a cool thing. Oh, wow, look at that. And I don't even stop and talk about it as I read through the passage. So I'm reading it without comment, and I leave it up to you to meditate and think upon what we have read. All right, well, let's go ahead and get started with our prayer of confession from the 1552 Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. And now our prayer for the reading of the word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And our scriptures today are Exodus 7 through 9 and Ephesians 1. Is that right? Yeah. Exodus 7 through 9, Psalm 105, and Ephesians 1. So Exodus chapter 7, again, reading from the Legacy Standard Bible. Then Yahweh said to Moses, "See, I set you as God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and your brother Aaron shall speak to Pharaoh that he let the sons of Israel go out of his land. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart with stiffness, that I may multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not listen to you. And I will set my hand upon Egypt and bring out my hosts, my people, the sons of Israel, from the land of Egypt by great judgments. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh, when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring out the sons of Israel from their midst." So Moses and Aaron did it, as Yahweh commanded them. Thus they did. Now Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 years old when they spoke to Pharaoh. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "When Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, 'Work a miraculous wonder,' then you shall say to Aaron, 'Take your staff and throw it down before Pharaoh, that it may become a serpent.'" So Moses and Aaron came to Pharaoh, and thus they did, just as Yahweh had commanded. And Aaron threw his staff down before Pharaoh and his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called for the wise men and the sorcerers. And they also, the magicians of Egypt, did the same with their secret arts, and each one threw down his staff, and they became serpents. But Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. Yet Pharaoh's heart was hardened with strength, and he did not listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken. Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Pharaoh's heart is hard with firmness. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning as he is going out to the water, and station yourself to meet him on the bank of the Nile. And you shall take in your hand the staff that was turned into a serpent. And you shall say to him, 'Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to you, saying, "Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness." But behold, you have not listened until now. Thus says Yahweh, by this you shall know that I am Yahweh. Behold, I am about to strike the water that is in the Nile with the staff that is in my hand, and it will be turned to blood. And the fish that are in the Nile will die, and the Nile will become foul, and the Egyptians will be weary of drinking water from the Nile. Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Say to Aaron, 'Take your staff and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over their rivers, over their streams, and over their pools, and over all the reservoirs of water, that they may become blood. And there will be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone.'" So Moses and Aaron did thus, as Yahweh had commanded. And he raised up the staff and struck the water that was in the Nile, in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants. And all the water that was in the Nile was turned to blood. And the fish that were in the Nile died, and the Nile became foul, so that the Egyptians could not drink water from the Nile. And the blood was throughout all the land of Egypt. Yet the magicians of Egypt did the same with their secret arts. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened with strength, and he did not listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken. Then Pharaoh turned and went into his house, and he did not set his heart even on this. So all the Egyptians dug around the Nile for water to drink, for they could not drink the water of the Nile. And 7 full days passed after Yahweh had struck the Nile. Chapter 8. Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Come to Pharaoh and say to him, 'Thus says Yahweh, let my people go, that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite your whole territory with frogs, and the Nile will swarm with frogs, and they will go up and come into your houses and into your bedroom, and on your bed and into the houses of your servants, and on your people and into your ovens and into your kneading bowls. So the frogs will come up on you, and on your people and on all your servants.' Then Yahweh said to Moses, 'Say to Aaron, stretch out your hand with your staff over the rivers, over the streams and over the pools, and cause the frogs to come up on the land of Egypt.' So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did the same with their secret arts. They caused the frogs to come up on the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, 'Entreat Yahweh that he may cause the frogs to depart from me and from my people, and I will let the people go, that they may sacrifice to Yahweh.' And Moses said to Pharaoh, 'May the honor be yours to tell me, when shall I entreat for you and for your servants and for your people, that the frogs be cut off from you and your houses, that they may remain only in the Nile?' Then he said, 'Tomorrow.' So he said, 'May it be according to your word, that you may know that there is no one like Yahweh our God, and the frogs will depart from you and your houses and your servants and your people. They will remain only in the Nile.' Then Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried out to Yahweh concerning the frogs which he had set upon Pharaoh. So Yahweh did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, the courts, and the fields. So they piled them in heaps, and the land became foul. Then Pharaoh saw that there was relief, and he hardened his heart with firmness and did not listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken. Then Yahweh said to Moses, 'Say to Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the earth, that it may become gnats throughout all the land of Egypt.' And they did so. And Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff and struck the dust of the earth, and there were gnats on man and beast. All the dust of the earth became gnats through all the land of Egypt. Then the magicians did the same with their secret arts in order to bring forth gnats, but they could not. So there were gnats on man and beast, and the magician said to Pharaoh, 'This is the finger of God.' But Pharaoh's heart was hardened with strength, and he did not listen to them as Yahweh had spoken. And Yahweh said to Moses, 'Rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh as he comes out to the water. And you shall say to him, Thus says Yahweh, let my people go that they may serve me. For if you do not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you and on your servants and on your people and into your houses. And the houses of the Egyptians will be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they stand. But on that day I will make a distinction for the land of Goshen, where my people are living, so that no swarms of flies will be there, that you may know that I, Yahweh, am in the midst of the land, and I will put a division between my people and your people. Tomorrow this sign will happen.' Then Yahweh did so, and there came heavy swarms of flies into the house of Pharaoh and the houses of his servants, and the land was laid waste because of the swarms of flies in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, 'Go, sacrifice to your God within the land.' But Moses said, 'It is not right to do so, for we will sacrifice to Yahweh our God what is an abomination to the Egyptians. If we sacrifice what is an abomination to the Egyptians before their eyes, will they not stone us? We must go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to Yahweh our God as he says to us.' And Pharaoh said, I will let you go, that you may sacrifice to Yahweh your God in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far away. Entreat for me. Then Moses said, Behold, I am going out from you, and I shall entreat Yahweh that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow. Only may Pharaoh not deal deceitfully again in not letting the people go to sacrifice to Yahweh. So Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated Yahweh. And Yahweh did according to the word of Moses and caused the swarms of flies to depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people. Not one remained. Then Pharaoh hardened his heart with firmness this time also, and he did not let the people go. Chapter 9. Then Yahweh said to Moses, Come to Pharaoh and speak to him. Thus says Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go and continue to hold them, behold, the hand of Yahweh will come with a very heavy pestilence on your livestock, which are in the field, on the horses, on the donkeys, on the camels, on the herds, and on the flocks. But Yahweh will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt, so that nothing will die of all that belongs to the sons of Israel. Yahweh also set a definite time, saying, Tomorrow Yahweh will do this thing in the land. So Yahweh did this thing on the next day, and all the livestock of Egypt died. But of the livestock of the sons of Israel, not one died. And Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not even one of the livestock of Israel dead. But the heart of Pharaoh was hardened with firmness, and he did not let the people go. Then Yahweh said to Moses and Aaron, Take for yourselves handfuls of soot from a kiln, and let Moses toss it toward the sky in the sight of Pharaoh, and it will become fine dust over all the land of Egypt, and it will become boils breaking out with sores on man and beast through all the land of Egypt. So they took the soot from the kiln and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses tossed it toward the sky, and it became boils breaking out with sores on man and beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boils were on the magicians as well as on all the Egyptians. And Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart with strength, and he did not listen to them, just as Yahweh had spoken to Moses. And Yahweh said to Moses, Rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh, and you shall say to him, Thus says Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me. For this time I will send all my plagues against your heart, and amongst your servants and your people, so that you may know that there is no one like me in all the earth. For if by now I had sent forth my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, you would have been wiped out from the earth. But indeed, for this reason, I have caused you to stand, in order to show you my power, and in order to recount my name through all the earth. Still you exalt yourself against my people by not letting them go. Behold, about this time tomorrow, I will rain down very heavy hail, such as not been seen in Egypt from the day it was founded until now. So now, send, bring your livestock and whatever you have in the field to safety. Every man and beast that is found in the field and is not brought home, the hail will come down on them, and they will die. The one among the servants of Pharaoh who feared the word of Yahweh made his servants and his livestock flee into the houses. But he who did not consider in his heart the word of Yahweh left his servants and his livestock in the field. Now Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch out your hand toward the sky, and there may be hail, that there may be hail on the land of Egypt, on the man and on the beast and on every plant of the field throughout the land of Egypt. So Moses stretched out his staff toward the sky, and Yahweh gave forth thunder and hail, and fire went down to the earth. And Yahweh rained down hail on the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire flashing continually in the midst of the land, very heavy. And fire flashing continually in the midst of the hail, very heavy, such as not been in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail struck all that was in the field around all the land of Egypt, from man to beast. The hail also struck every plant of the field and shattered every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the sons of Israel were, there was no hail. Then Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said to them, I have sinned this time. Yahweh is the righteous one, and I and my people are the wicked ones. Entreat Yahweh, for God's thunder and hail are too much, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. And Moses said to him, As soon as I go out of the city, I will spread out my hands to Yahweh. The thunder will cease, and there will be hail no longer, that you may know that the earth is Yahweh's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you do not yet fear Yahweh God. Excuse me. Now the flax and the barley were struck down, for the barley was in the ear and the flax was in the bud. But the wheat and the spelt were not struck down, for they are late ripening. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and spread out his hands to Yahweh, and the thunder and hail ceased. Rain no longer poured on the earth. But Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder had ceased, so he sinned again and hardened his heart with firmness, he and his servants. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened with strength, and he did not let the sons of Israel go, just as Yahweh had spoken by the hand of Moses. Psalm 105. O give thanks to Yahweh, call upon his name, make known his acts among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, muse on all his wondrous deeds, boast in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek Yahweh be glad. Inquire of Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his wondrous deeds which he has done, his miracles and the judgments uttered by his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is Yahweh our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, which he cut with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac. Then he confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance, when they were only a few men in number, of little account, and sojourners in it, and they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He permitted no man to oppress them, and he reproved kings for their sake. Do not touch my anointed ones, and to my prophets do no evil. And he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They afflicted his feet with fetters. He himself was laid in irons, until the time that his word came to pass. The word of Yahweh refined him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people sent and set him free. He set him up as lord of his house and ruler over all his possessions, to imprison his princes at will, and that he might teach his elders wisdom. Then Israel came to Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And he caused his people to be very fruitful, and he caused them to be stronger than their adversaries. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal craftily with his slaves. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They set forth the words of his signs among them, and miracles in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his words. He turned their waters into blood and caused their fish to die. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came a swarm of flies and gnats in all their territory. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He also struck down their vines and their fig trees, and he shattered the trees of their territory. He spoke, and locusts came, and creeping locusts without number, and they ate up all the vegetation in the land, and they ate up the fruit of the ground. He also struck down all the firstborn in their land, the first of all their vigor. Then he brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none among his tribes who stumbled. Egypt was glad when they went out, for the dread of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and a fire to give light by night. They asked, and he brought quail, and he satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water flowed out. It ran in the dry places like a river, for he remembered his holy word with Abraham his servant, and he brought his people out with joy, his chosen ones with the shout of joy. He gave them also the lands of the nations, that they might take possession of the fruit of the people's labor, so that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise Yah. Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him, in love, by predestining us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he graciously bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our transgressions, according to the riches of his grace, which he caused to abound to all of us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in him for an administration of the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth in him. In him we also have been made an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, to the end that we who first have hoped in Christ would be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, after listening to the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, unto the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of his glory. For this reason I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists among you and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the full knowledge of him, so that you, the eyes of your heart having been enlightened, will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power, toward us who believed according to the working of the might of his strength, which he worked out in Christ, by raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he will put all things in subjection under his feet, and give him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord. Now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the Collect for Grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, Defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, that's Squirrel Chatter for today. Thank you for being with us. Sorry I couldn't be with you live this morning. Lord willing, I'll be back with you live tomorrow morning for Theology Thursday, and I hope you're looking forward to that because I know that I am. So have a great Wednesday. Have a happy Groundhog's Day. I hope all the Groundhog's Day gifts that you receive today will fulfill your heart's desires and that you will just have a wonderful day celebrating that ground squirrel. So remember, do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not do. And whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. We'll see you again here tomorrow for another episode of Squirrel Chatter. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.